Short practice, little competition to see who was going to practice or not practice, or who had the day off tomorrow, or who has to work tomorrow. So coaches will be in and players are off.
Who stood out on each side from the players' group doing something not familiar to them, and from maybe the coaches' group? Maybe who did stand out?
I didn't see the coaches. I switched it up on them. They've been practicing one. They've either been practicing punting, passing, or kicking. They're all set for it, and I switched them this morning in the team meeting. I made them all move up a spot, so the punter had to pass, the passer had to kick. They were not ready for it, so we have tape on it. I'll watch, and we'll be watching that afterwards. Jayden?
Was there an actual scenario where coaches were losing or were winning?
Well, I did say this morning, I did say we will have a dry run until I saw the weather, and again, when the players lost, they reminded me of the dry run. I wish they would listen to everything else I say in the team meetings, but I did say that, so I gave him another chance. And, you know, Jason Morrow came up 70-yard punt. I don't know how he did it, but he did it.
You like players pretty fired up to get out of here a day early, or at least to practice early?
Did you see him at the end?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they look pretty excited about not having to practice. So body language says a lot. Coaches did not look very, very happy. So bad body language.
Same message at the end of OTAs every year. Go out and don't get injured.
Be smart. Obviously, you know, I say that every Thursday before they go away on weekends. Make good decisions, you know. We don't want any situations. We don't want anything. Walk away from anything you feel. If you ever have to ask yourself, should I or should not, you probably shouldn't. No, I think we want to, you know, I think a lot of these guys, majority of our team is in very good shape, in very good shape. To play at the level we want to play at and we expect to play at, they got to be well conditioned and as good a condition as any team in the NFL. They can't let that have a drop off. And then they've got their iPads. So they have film, they have installations. They just can't walk away and come back in here and think we're going to continue to improve as a team or as a player without looking at their stuff. So those are all the messages at the end of practice.
I assume you wouldn't have given these guys another chance for a nice break like you did last year, getting out a little early, if you weren't really pleased with the workload.
That's the whole – you watch how they came in here on April 18th, and it's been the buildup. Again, a practice is scheduled. I mean, there are things in here. There's a two-minute drill today. I wanted to get a two-minute drill in, but I feel confident and comfortable that they're walking away without the practice because of the way they have approached practice and the way the effort they've put in.
And I know you probably had a long list of things you wanted to accomplish during the off season, but some things that maybe stood out that leave June pleased about?
Not as many mistakes. Obviously, we're in the same system. Much crisper of practices than we've had. Much fewer penalties than we've had in the past. I mean, we averaged three penalties a practice, which, again, I don't remember ever being around a team that's done that in 15 practices. I just think it was much cleaner. Everything was very sharp, detailed. Guys were locked in. I mean, they came out here, they focused, and we got a lot done. Well, Tuesday was probably our hottest day to date practicing. And when I walked off the field, I thought, you know, these guys, the way they're practicing, not one of them complains. There's no bitching going on in the locker room, nothing. And I thought, you know, that'd be a nice way to treat them. It's going to be hot again tomorrow on Wednesday. Treat them to a little cool cone ice. And it was well received. Maybe so. I mean, again, if it's a hot camp, I think it's something they look forward to after practice.
How will you spend any sort of break you might get before training camp?
I'm going to take some time with my wife and travel a little bit and catch up with my family as much as I can.
Mike, sorry if you were asked this earlier, but in regards to this year compared to last year, where do you guys think you stand as far as ahead of the game?
We're ahead of where we were last year. And like I've said this before, I think we're a better team. Again, this is without pads. I think we're further ahead even where we were at the end of the year, just based on the way we're executing plays. Again, this is in the off season. This is no pads. It's not having to block anybody or beat anybody one-on-one, bump and run. But I feel like we're ahead of.
All your rookies about where you thought they'd be?
Probably ahead as well. Again, I give credit to the veterans on this team of – getting these guys up to speed. We have a lot of guys at our positions that have helped these rookies get up in the installations, and there's not a bad part of practice. Practice remains. You wouldn't tell who the rookies are and who's not. They all fit in and are doing well.